Blog Talk Radio.
City presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
You've heard things like, for instance, back when we was younger,
They say girls who had big breasts and was younger used to eat a lot of ice cream.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, genetically, that was, they were just some well-endowed little girls at the time. But, you know, we always had some type of stereotype going on, like, oh, she ate a lot of ice cream over the summer. That's why her titties grew. You know what I'm saying? Well, sexual stereotypes.
I got one. You know, they say Chinese women stuff supposed to be shaped different. You ever heard that one?
No, I ain't never heard that one.
Yeah, they say
I have heard that. I have heard that. Now, do we know, I mean, do we know anybody Chinese? Have anybody ever been with a Chinese girl to say, well, that's a myth or it's true?
Well, I have never been with no real all the way. I've been with a mix.
Well,
I mean, I really want to see if it's true myself.
Did it look halfway turned around?
Nah, it looked the same to me. You know, I got close and personal too.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know.
Oh no, I ain't never heard that before. So that's a new one on me.
I'm surprised I ain't heard that one. That's a when we was younger one. I heard that when we was young.
Hey, what about the bow-legged girls? About the bow-legged girls being the most flexible ones. I mean, have anybody found that out to be true or false?
I must say that part had to be true. The one I had, I don't know if it was just because she was bow-legged, but yes, that can be true. But I also had some regular, you know, chicks that wasn't bow-legged that was flexible. So maybe she just was limbo like that. I don't know if it was the bow-leggedness. Old man told me it got to be good if it's a prerequisite like that.
You said what?
He said, old man said, if it's in parentheses, bow-legged, that means it got to be good.
Okay, see, now you just proved my point. That's the stereotype now.
Yeah,
that,
that's the stereotype.
Well, that, I mean, do we know, I mean, so what you're saying is that from your experience, that panned out to be true.
From my experience, yeah, it panned out to be pretty dead on the mark.
And I gotta say, from my past experience, I gotta agree with you on that one. I really do. I gotta agree with you on that one, cause I mean, the ones that I have had, it was like, damn, you motherfucker, just like you could damn near flip them upside down.
You know,
turn them every which way.
I don't know shit about that stereotype, brother.
Well, if you ain't here one part of the time, I advise you to try it.
Well, give me one, brother. Well, I mean, you got one for us?
All white girls taking in the ass before black girls.
That's a damn lie.
That's a good stereotype. Now, I have heard that. Wait a minute, before we get into it, though. Janae, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's the going on?
Not that much.
All right,
Let's check this
out. We got a topic going on, sexual stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my man Thomas say it's a stereotype he put out there that all white girls are taking up the ass before black girls. In your life, do that? Think that's true? You think that's just?
I mean, I've heard that before. I'm not gonna say it's true. I think the difference is they're more open to say that they've done that than black women are. Even though I think a lot of black women have done it or at least tried it, you know what I'm saying? They're not open to saying that they have.
Oh, okay. Well, now hold on one second. Candy, what's up, baby?
What's up?
What's going on?
Good, what's good?
All right. tonight's topic is sexual stereotype. Now, Candy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. You are the Caucasian persuasion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Father Time just put a stereotype out there. He said that white women are more prone to taking up the ass than black women. What do you think about that stereotype?
I think you bullshit. Because I'd be damned if you're going to stick your dick in my ass.
Okay, I mean, okay. Okay, now you know what? Now I got to ask you. You being a white woman, have you ever heard that?
No.
Really? You never heard that?
No, I sure haven't. I mean, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, that they take it up their ass, I'm sure. But, you know, I guess I'm just had too much black in me for that. I don't know.
Okay, well, now, let me ask you then. Let me ask you another question while we got you on here. I mean, it's another stereotype now. I mean, first of all, let's just pan it out and we're going to let everybody know these are just stereotypes. There's nothing that we don't believe that all these are true. We just talk about what we've heard over the years growing up, you know, every stereotype. I mean, if y'all got some, feel free to say them. But now, here's a stereotype that I did hear. I did hear that all white women swallow. Is that true?
Well, like I said, I must be the rarest white woman you've ever seen because I don't swallow.
Nah, honey, there's a few out there that won't, but I sure thought they did.
I've never heard of no shit like that. I mean, I know some black bitches that have swallowed, you know what I'm saying, just like white bitches.
Maybe we answer the wrong color questions, just like we hear all the white stereotypes. Maybe she just heard the black stereotypes.
Right, and I'm really tripping on this. I mean, it's funny that she's saying, like, I've never heard this before, because it's like, growing up the way we did, this is what we heard all the time.
I mean, yeah.
It was like,
and that's just how you were brought up. You know what I'm saying? And that's in every household. Because I was brought up to not mix your race, but that's what I did.
I mean, I understand that. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, you growing up as kids, you know what I'm saying? You hear this, you hear your bigger brothers or people on the streets telling you this. So it's like something that kind of sticks in your head when you get older, like, okay, well, this is what I want to see. I want to see this when I get older. And, I mean, it just really, I mean, seriously, it really strikes me as crazy. I mean, not crazy in a bad sense, but it just actually strikes me as crazy. Like, wow, you say that you had never heard these stereotypes. And it's like, we heard these all while growing up. We heard all this, oh, white girls. Like, okay, another stereotype we heard. I mean, we heard that white girls suck dick better. You know what I'm saying? And I think, and me personally, I think the stereotypes came from, you know, when you were younger, you got the little porno movies or whatnot. We always seen white girls on there. You know,
until
we got a little older. So, I mean, we seen the white girls, and they doing this, you know, they doing this A1 job. They, oh, you know, they sucking. They making sure they making the noises, moaning, screaming, yelling. So, you know, you growing up and you're not seeing, you know, there's not a whole lot of white people in your area. You kind of just, like, cling to what society or television and what that telling you, so that's how that's how I came up with the concepts that, ooh, white girls suck dick good, or white girls take it up the ass, or white girls swallow. I mean, that's how I came up with the concept. But for you to say that, hey, all right, well, let me ask you, have you ever heard the stereotype that all black men got big dicks?
Yeah, I've heard that, but that ain't true either.
Amen, hallelujah.
I've been across some motherfuckers that wasted my time.
Hey, I feel sorry for you, baby.
It wasn't working. It wasn't even worth picking your teeth with.
Mm-hmm. Picking your teeth, damn, wow.
That's bad. That's
yeah, so,
right,
I mean,
baby.
But see, I can't judge on that because I ain't never been with a white man to know what he's hanging with.
Never?
Never.
Not even in high school.
I never dated a white man at all. I would probably scare them away.
That's another topic.
Now I do gotta ask. Like I gotta ask. You just never just was interested in them, or it's just like just that one special one just ain't never came to you. You just like I just don't like white men.
I was just never interested in them.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, wow. So you
learn something new every day. Jay, you got a milk yeah. puppy. You got a sexual stereotype for me. I've always was told that white men have, they give good foreplay. Which the ones
yeah.
I was with, that was true, but I don't know for everybody else.
I can't speak on that, Jermaine.
I've heard that one before, too. White boy.
I've never had a white man, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, yeah, they can get down with the false life. I mean, I'd be like, oh, that's all I want. I don't need no sex. I gotta go somewhere else for that.
Okay, now when you say the foreplay, what you talking about? Pussy eating.
That and just they take their time with, I don't know, getting you aroused. They don't just go into it. You know what I'm saying? Into trying to just have sex. I mean, sucking, licking, you know, doing whatever you want. All the foreplay you want to your body, they do it.
Okay, so now I gotta ask this now. If he did all that, you still didn't want the dick
afterwards? It was little. Then that other stereotype came in that they had little dicks. So I was like, that's why they good at the foreplay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I ain't saying everybody like that, but I'm just saying.
your past experience, it led you to believe that, I mean, because of your past experience, that led you to believe that white men had little dicks, right?
Yes.
Okay, and see, that's all we're trying to figure out. Well, I mean, we can't judge every person in America, but we're just trying to figure out from your past experience, do you believe in certain stereotypes or not? That's all.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man?
Hey.
You got, huh?
What's up, Cass? Give us one. You got one?
Okay, yeah, I got one. I got one for the ladies. Okay. I heard, now, I mean, like I said, this is stuff going back when we were kids, so don't think that I still believe in all this stuff, but it's just stereotypes that you heard. Okay. This was the one that always got me. And I mean, I used to believe this growing up, that if a girl peed after sex, she won't get pregnant.
I heard that one too. Yeah.
Now, 4 kids later, I realized that was some bullshit.
Right.
But
what did you say?
I'm going
to pee afterwards?
Yeah,
I said, what'd you do? Always tell her to go pee afterwards because that's what she was brought up to know.
Hey, I mean, when I was told,
if you have sex without a rubber, go take a piss right after you get done. You can't get burnt.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I was told. As soon as you get done, go straight to the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
That way you can't get burnt. Hey,
yeah,
I was told
that. I heard that dumb shit.
Well, it's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you were brought up.
Also, I heard another one that right after you have sex, if you have some green shit around your dick, that means you did it real good.
What the fuck?
That's it.
I actually heard that before. My brother actually told me that. If you have some green shit around your dick, that means you did it real good.
I don't know about that.
Dick every time looking for some green stuff.
You got some green stuff, and you might have a problem.
Yeah, if you got green, man, you might have a problem with that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking? If you got a green, if you got some green shit around your dick, that means you hit it real good.
You might want to
be. Have you ever seen green shit?
I believe that shit for years.
Have you seen it? I mean, have you had it?
No.
Okay, so you better go get checked.
I've never experienced that, but, I mean, growing up, that's what I believe.
You know, Red's a dirty motherfucker telling you that. Red is a dirty motherfucker telling you that one.
That motherfucker say, if you got some green shit around your dick, that means you did it real good. And I actually believe that shit. For years,
yeah.
I believe that shit.
You say for years, you thought you wasn't doing nothing, huh?
I wasn't doing shit, man. I check for the green shit every time I'm looking. I ain't got nothing green. I must shouldn't do it.
You make a noise. You lie.
Girl, man, that motherfucker actually told me that shit, man.
I ain't seen no green stuff.
What's the green stuff, man? What you mean green stuff?
The goop.
I don't know, man. Maybe, I guess he was trying to say if the woman came on you after that dry turns green. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he was trying to say, but
I got a stereotype. And I don't know if it's sexual. It's not sexual, but it's just a stereotype that a white woman will take more than a black woman will. Yeah, that probably was back in the day.
That's a different topic, bro.
That's the same thing.
A different topic. We keeping it sexual tonight, dog. We gonna stay on topic tonight. All right, now let me ask the ladies. How many of y'all heard that you can tell how big a man's dick is by his shoe size?
I heard that.
Yeah, I heard it, but that ain't true either.
So lame.
You know, I was talking to
the
girl. I was talking to a girl from the chat line, and she actually asked me over the phone, what size shoe you weigh? I'm like, what the fuck that got to do with anything?
Mm-hmm.
I said 13. She was like, okay, what the fuck does that mean? I mean, is that true?
No, that shit
no,
ain't true.
No, it's not true.
Okay,
now you got big feet, you got big dick.
Now, let me ask y'all, can I ask y'all a question? Now, being younger, did y'all ever, did y'all used to believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
So y'all did look
down at the feet. Yeah. Yeah. I just look at the package too. I just try to look at the imprint. If you got that bulge. Then that's what I'll be looking at. I focus more on that.
Well, not now that you got older. I know when you, yeah, like, oh, girl, he only was size 7.
Right. You could be a little short, motherfucker. Just ain't got big feet. And I always thought that you could go by your height. Depending on how tall you are, that's how big your feet is. That's what I used to think.
Oh, how about the one for the, how about the finger with the earwax? Y'all heard of that one?
That was more for the fellas.
Yeah, that you put the, you know, when you're about to have sex with a girl, you put your finger in your ear, and if she jumped back, then she got something.
Yeah, she burning.
That means she burning.
Yeah.
That's an old classic right there.
I never did it, but that was one of the classics.
That's a classic right there.
I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's when, you know, you still in high school, you know, that's when you still fingering.
Stick your pinky finger in your ear, you try to pull out a little earwax if you got some, and you rub it on the clit. If she jump, that means
she's burning. That means she's burning.
Oh, wow.
And so now, thinking back, have you ever said that? Have any guy ever, like, just start playing with his ear right before he start fucking with you?
No. You just didn't play. You supposed to have to do it. Click. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't know, so he could have did it. He could have played it off because she didn't know.
Right, that's a dude thing. That's like only a stereotype amongst dudes. You don't go on shit about that one. That's only for us. That's one I love test.
That had to be like some of the wild shit ever.
You know, was that true? And never, you know, I never had to experiment on it.
I ain't never tried it, so I don't know.
I can't, you know what, I've heard people say that they've done it, but I'm like, well, was she burning? And did she jump? Man, you know, I've heard somebody like, well, yeah, I jumped because the nigga cut me with them long-ass fingernails. So, so I would never know, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. All right, y'all, check this out. We'll go to a little young song. I got a little classic going on here from a boy, my all-time favorite artist. Well, I don't know if it's between him and R. Kelly, but anyway, check it out.
Shine.
Well, hey, check it out. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, tonight's topic is sexual stereotypes. Now, check this out. I used to hear one when I was younger. And I don't know, maybe a lot of people didn't hear it, but I heard that if you had sex standing up, you couldn't get pregnant.
I heard that one. That's some BS.
Yeah, I found on later on in life that was some bullshit also.
Yeah, I found that out too.
I ain't never heard that one before.
They say, always say gravity pulls, you know, so it pulls it don't make it. That's a damn lie.
Yeah, it will pull the sperm down so that it would never make it.
That's full of shit. I didn't count for two for that one.
All right, check this out. I got one. What about the girls with the fat asses? That they love it from the back. They love it doggy style. Girls with fat asses love it doggy style. Girls, if you got a big ass, you love it doggy style. I mean, is that a sexual stereotype or is that true? Man, you got a packing back there. What is it?
I don't think it's a stereotype.
Oh, sorry. Dolly style's not your favorite.
It's mine.
What?
Exactly. Dolly style's not your favorite. I mean, because they said she loved to hike it in the ass, so she loved it from the back. She loved doggy style.
I mean, I like doggy style, but I just don't think that's a stereotype.
Oh, so you believe that's a stereotype? Now hold on, I didn't see some girls with some big old asses. They first thing they do is bend over and spread them like, hey, come get this, daddy, come get it, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wondering. Now, okay, I got another one for us. The skinny. Now, I was told when I was younger that skinny girls got the pussies.
Got the what?
Got the deepest pussies. The skinny girls, the skinny girl can take more dick than a thick girl. I'm going to ask the fellas because, you know, I don't know how y'all could, how the women can respond to that. I'm going to start with you quick. What do you think? I mean, you had your fresh ass, skinny ones, healthy ones, thick ones. What do you think? Do you think the skinny girls can take the dick better than the more healthier women?
I'd probably say back in the day, it seemed like they could. But this new age of thick woman is different now, boy. This is a new age of thick woman. I thought maybe back in the day, they could. Now, nah.
I don't think it's no difference.
What?
I don't think it's no difference. You got some big girls that can handle some shit. You got some skinny girls that can handle some shit. So you really can't tell, man. It all depends on the woman. I mean, you have big girls that got some itty bitty ones.
Okay.
But then you got skinny girls that got some itty bitty ones too.
okay, well, let's talk from your personal experience. Your personal experience, I mean, if you had to pinpoint which one would take more dick, the big girls or the skinny girls, which one would you say?
I would say the pickles.
Nah, I'm inclined to agree with that. But now I have had skinny girls that, I mean, you like, hey, motherfucker, come on with that. God damn, what you going to put in there, my leg? God damn. I got to have my hip up in this motherfucker, too.
I think,
like you said, I don't know if it was the fact that we were just so caught up in it when we were younger. We were so caught up in the stereotype that we just like, skinny girl, she can take all the dick, and the big girl can't. But, hey.
Somebody needs to turn their TV down or their radio or whatever. Oh, they sound like they're watching I Love Lucy or some shit.
What the hell? I mean, like I say, anybody that's out there listening, feel free to jump in this conversation. I mean, anybody on here, y'all got some stereotypes? I mean, I know everybody got some type of stereotype y'all done heard. I mean, I ain't the only one that heard all these stereotypes, Emma.
Well,
I guess I am. Well, fuck it, I'll keep going. Alright, check this out. What about the bow-legged girls? I was told that all bow-legged girls, the bow-legged girls were more flexible than girls who weren't bow-legged.
Well, I told you from my experience, I thought that was true.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had sex with a bow-legged girl.
You said what?
I don't think I ever have sex with a bow-legged girl.
Well, if you have, you need to try it. I must hear that reference.
I'm talking about a bow-legged girl, not a girl that walks. I'm talking about.
You must.
I mean, when you get down to her knees, that shit curves. Over.
I ain't talking about parentheses. I ain't talking about pigeon toes. I'm talking about the parentheses. The real bow-legged. Yeah, you got to try
All right. Like, what about the bow-legged men? Now, I'm pretty sure y'all heard stereotypes about them. No stereotypes?
I ain't heard anything about bow-legged people. Just it looks like they've been riding a horse.
Okay, this is... All right. You mean to tell me I'm the only person that's heard of any of these stereotypes? Nobody got no stereotypes for me.
Most of them.
You said it's one that I know.
I told you about the green shit on your dick, man. Just look for the green shit on your dick.
You know, never to listen to your brother again.
Right.
Janae.
Yes?
Baby, am I in this alone? I mean, nobody's feeling... Nobody heard any stereotypes. I know you didn't hear certain
stuff. I've heard a lot of stereotypes. I'm trying to see.
Y'all got me sitting here on my stuff. I mean, I got them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, okay, you know what? I got one for you. Now, I don't know how true this is, but I'm assuming that we all gonna have to just go on this one on our own as far as saying, well, we know or not, but the gay man is, okay, I heard that the gay man really had this thing about gerbils up their ass.
What the hell?
Is that
that one I have never heard of.
No, I heard that they will stick a pebble up their ass for whatever. It's just so pleasurable. I've heard that. He said he hadn't did it yet, but yeah, that's what he's trying to build himself up doing it.
Did you just say a pebble up the ass?
Yes.
How the hell?
I ain't never heard
of
that.
I don't know.
What the fuck is a gerbil?
It's like a little hamster.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A little rat.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you
want
to
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard the stereotype that, you know what I'm saying, that gay men like gerbils up their ass.
Okay.
I've heard one. One and, you know.
You heard one gay man say he wanted to
one thing
fight.
I heard, and no offense to anybody, but I heard that white women's pussy smells better than a black woman's pussy. Have y'all heard that?
I
mean, that's what
heard
I heard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know.
You saying what?
That's what I heard. I heard a white woman's pussy smells better than a black woman's pussy. That's what I heard.
You don't ask me. That's one I ain't never heard.
Nope. Never heard that one.
I never heard that.
We hear different stuff because, you know,
I heard white people smell like fish. That's what I heard about black women. Hold on. Now we got somebody who has white and black women.
Exactly.
Huh? I know for a fact that he's been in relationships with black and white women. I know this person. So now I'm asking,
there's no difference.
There's no difference, man.
He said no. What about this one? All fat guys got little dicks. How many of y'all heard that one before?
I have heard that. All the dudes that got muscles, too. Dudes that got muscles. Them real stocky dudes. I heard that about them, too. They say all their muscles go to their body away from their dick.
No, I just heard that was the person who used steroids.
Okay,
so that's why they dick be shriveled up.
Okay, so now let me ask you, have you ever been with a big guy?
Not no big guy like that, no. So I can't say. I got to be able to find the dick. I can't be searching doing all that. That's too much.
Okay, now, and I don't mean this is a joke, but time up. You was a pretty big guy once upon a time. What do you say about that stereotype?
It's bullshit, man. That's bullshit, dude. That shit ain't always true, man. I resist that stereotype. I ain't no little bitty ass dude. I resist that shit.
When you talking about big, I'm considering big like you 300-400 pounds. That's big.
I used to be 300.
When you was big. I mean,
I used to be 300. And all the weight I lost went straight to my dick. But man, I got a 230-pound body with a 70-pound dick. I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying.
I heard that men that talk about their dick, they're in love with their dick, always talking about it, don't have one.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
I've heard that before, too. If you got to brag about your shit, you ain't got shit.
Mm-hmm. And ones that talk about what they can do to you and all this and that, they don't have anything.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I got one. If a woman could dance sexy as hell on the floor, don't mean she can do it in the bedroom.
I've heard that too. I heard that the women that is all provocative on the dance floor and were shit in bed.
But I don't think it's all true. Maybe I just ran into that one that.
Now I've had my fair share of the club scene, and I mean I've had some to come from the club. You got something like I should have left your ass on that motherfucking dance floor. That one goes, dog. I'm gonna have to say that one's probably a 50-50 thing.
Okay, you said 50-50 on that one.
I think 50-50. Now I could be mistaken. Like I said, if anybody feel like I'm wrong, please correct me.
I'll go with the 50-50. That's all about right.
Okay, I got one for the. You don't know much of nothing. Your sexual life is very limited. All I keep hearing out of you is I don't know.
That's my answer to everything. I don't know.
Not good. I'm gonna ask this. Women, I'm asking the ladies, do sex take away cramps?
Yes.
That is true, huh?
That is true.
It's true for me.
Now, what was it?
Do sex take away cramps?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, y'all don't experience nothing. But now, with that one being
said.
I'm good
while I'm on my period.
You don't have to be on your period to have me. I have cramps before I come on my period.
Really?
My cramps happen before. That's how I know they're getting ready to come.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any signs.
I heard sex
people
with a headache.
While we talking about cramps and stuff, is that a rumor about that if she's on her period, she can get pregnant if y'all have sex that time? At what time did she start her period or she's about to start it?
If she
happened to start her period while y'all having sex, that she get pregnant at that time?
While she's on her period?
No, if she
just happened to start. Whoa. Are you
right,
saying,
right before.
Are you
I mean,
said,
she can get
like,
pregnant right before
sex.
Or after. But not
yeah.
during.
No, listen,
she's
what
not
he
ovulating
said,
during.
Hold
yeah,
because
you're not
said.
Ovulating.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so now we had talked about white girls. What about the black girl thing? Now it's sexual stereotype that black girls hate anal sex.
I mean, I don't think that's true. I think a lot of them do it. Some of them that haven't did it, they talk bad about it until they do it. I had a friend who dogged it out for years until her ass, she got fucked in the ass, then she couldn't even stop fucking in the ass. I had to tell her, that's enough, bitch. You was not going to have no ass on. But she talked shit for years, though. She talked shit for years. Oh, that's nasty. I can't believe you let him do that. That's how they do.
Oh, okay. All right, well, hey, Tama, you got something for me, man. You got a song for me, dog.
Chill, man. Now, y'all know I played my all-time favorite entertainer. My number one, this is my number two.
When a woman loves, she loves for real. When a woman loves,
Because they know what they're looking for.
You believe that shit?
Because they know what they're looking for.
It must be true because all the women that's with women now, it got something got to be true about it.
It's not
the penetration that they with. It's not the penetration that they with. They're with them for. It's not the dick. They with them for something. And it's a lot of them out there nowadays. Now it's everywhere now.
Okay, but I mean that's just like you saying that that's just like you saying a man can suck dick better than a woman. I mean, come on, just because he do it, that don't mean that he good or in fact he shouldn't have no business down there. But I mean, I'm sorry, I just think that a man is better. I think a man can do it better than a woman. That's just my opinion. Janine, what you think?
A man can do what better than a woman?
I've heard that a woman can eat pussy better than a man.
That's true.
That is not true.
I don't think so.
That's a positive, a plus, a truth.
That is the absolute truth.
You know why I say it's true? Because the man is not actually trying. He's not. I'm trying to think of the right words. He's really not getting nothing out of it. So he's trying to just do what he's gonna do real fast.
Oh, that's bullshit. You're getting everything out of it because if you do it right, you got her mind, body, and soul. If you do it right, at least for that moment, anyway.
I didn't say some men can't do it good. I didn't say that. I just say women do it better.
I disagree.
I got to disagree with you on that one, man. I really do.
I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from my experiences, I think shy girls are better in bed than the ones that do all the talking. I mean, y'all never had a shy girl.
I've heard that. Yeah, I mean, it all depends on the girl. Cause I mean, I have some girls that tell you, "Hey, I'm gonna suck your dick and I'm gonna make you come and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do," and I'd be goddamn if they didn't do it. Now, you got. I think everything because they never say nothing. They never say, "Well, I'm gonna make your toes curl. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that." They never say nothing. So anything that they do is a plus, cause you don't know what they're capable of doing anyway. So you're looking at everything as a plus. So I don't know about that one. I'm not sure, dog. What you think, Lee?
That one, yeah, I'm with you. I don't really know about that, cause I didn't hear it once and kept quiet and just. You know, it was just a surprise that she did that. Then you got the ones that told you and did the same thing. So, yeah, and that's a 50-50, too, man. I'm going to go with a 50-50 on that one. All
right, so let's ask the same question to women, but it's the man. I mean, we flipping it. It's the man. Now, is the man that's quiet, say nothing, he must be the outspoken man?
No.
So which one would you rather have? The one that surprised you or the outspoken one that's going to tell you he's going to flip you over and do all this stuff?
The outspoken one.
You want the outspoken one?
Yeah, because usually when I get them, they usually do it.
That's a turn on too when they talk, man.
Yeah, when they talking to you, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, I got one. Men hate bondage. Men hate to be tied up.
You can tie me up.
Goddamn right.
That's true.
That's not true.
Now, hold on, man. Under the right circumstances, I would let you tie me up.
Oh, hell.
I would.
Ain't no right circumstances, man, for me.
Sheesh.
That's no way happening.
I don't got no right fitness status. I don't know.
Ain't nobody tearing me up.
So y'all, somebody, hold on, fellas. Hold on, fellas. Now, you mean to tell me ain't none of y'all play with the handcuffs or nothing?
Don't do it. Mess around, have a flashback, punch you in the ass, try to run.
Y'all
out.
If a woman even approached me talking about, baby, can I tie you up? Let's try these handcuffs. You can trust me.
It don't even have to go like that. You'll be handcuffed before you know it. You
right.
Wouldn't even know you was handcuffed.
I'm going to know it. I'm going to know it if I'm handcuffed.
Yeah, after you get handcuffed, yeah,
mm-hmm.
What you got to know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like, under the right circumstances, you can handcuff, because I'm going to tell you.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
He could go for broke. I mean, dog, so you mean to tell me you would never let nobody handcuff you, ever?
Nope. Not me.
Not even your wife?
Can't do it. I must
wow.
agree with you. Me and Father Time don't agree on a lot of things, but I must agree with him on that one. I can't do it.
Now, let me retract something I just said. Now, if it's my wife,
mm-mm.
Then, you know, that's different. It would be more like... So this is a domestic disturbance in the house.
You know you ain't going to kill her, huh?
Not your motherfucking mind. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not down with the tying up stuff, man. I don't care who it is, man. It ain't gonna happen.
I guess I just got more freak in me. Tie me up, fuck it. Let's get it over.
Hey, let me ask Candy a question. Candy.
Yeah.
Once you go black, do you go back?
I don't know, because I never tried white.
Okay, Janine, you've been with both. Once you do black, is that it?
No, because I've tried other races before, after I've had black, so no, I'm not going to say that.
I mean, that's what I heard. Once you go black, you never go back.
Okay, now I heard Puerto Ricans and Mexicans are the freakiest women of all. I've heard that. I mean, if you got a Puerto Rican, oh, I know she a real freak. She Puerto Rican or she Mexican. I mean, dog, does that?
I've heard it's very, very sensual, man, and sexual. That's what I've heard of. I've had a girl from Trinidad, but I ain't never had no Mexican or Puerto Rican before, ever. But I heard that they got beasts.
My experience believe me to believe that that's a goddamn lie. I'm just going by my experience because all I heard was no. I mean, stop knowing dope. Well, I want to hear
not to stop knowing dope.
All I heard was stop knowing dope. Now I'm like, but you Puerto Rican, you supposed to be a freak. You supposed to be calling me Poppy Chulo and all this shit. No. That's all I heard, no.
Mm.
I mean, that's all I heard, stop knowing don't. So I can't say, I don't see it. I don't see the freak side of them. And the bad part is that she invited me over.
I just really thought they was really freaky too, Mexicans too. But they scary, they,
He thought
I was too freaky. He was like, oh, wait a minute.
Right. You thought he was going to be like Mama Sita. Come on. Hey, come on. Poppy. He probably like, oh, no, 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 no.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I've always wanted to have sex with Mexicans so she can call me Poppy.
I did too. Shit. You know, I wanted to be like, hey, can I fuck you from the back? I wanted her to be like, see?
See, she is.
No.
I mean, he used to talk Spanish in front of me, but hey, I never knew what the hell he was saying. He could have been calling me all type of black bitches. I don't even know.
Yeah, but it sounded good.
Yeah, it did. I'm like, oh, he's talking about me. I don't even know what he's saying.
Well, I know the Mexicans that I dealt with wasn't even worth my time. And I've had Mexican, I've had Iraqi. My first son is Iraqi.
No, they tried to get with me. They always tried to get with me at the gas station. I block
them. They got some big slangs, but
yeah, I know they do. Damn.
But they, you know, it's the way they live, and they're real ruthless and
I'm about to say, I heard they treat their females like shit.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
They get their money though.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So you're getting treated like shit just for the money, huh?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, me?
Believe me, I took
it. Whoever said, yeah, they do.
Oh, that was
your
name.
I was just asking a question.
It depends. Are we never together or not?
Wow. Damn,
yeah, you can just give me my money. I'm going to live off of my own ass shit.
You know?
You can say whatever the hell you want to say once I leave, shit.
All right, y'all, we going to get off Saddam and his boys. Bro, what is
well, my
right
son
here?
Is Arab. I don't appreciate that.
Thank you.
My neck.
Oh my God! It was horrendous. It was horrific.
You saw Bigfoot, didn't you?
Yeah, but that worked. Father Time with no shirt on. Oh my God!
Oh my God! No! Oh, poke your eyes out!
Oh my God! That boy got nipples looking like half dollars.
Not half dollars.
Oh my God, man.
I'm blind, huh?
Oh my God. That was just horrific.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh. Man.
Ha-ha, you're funny, motherfucker.
Oh, my God, man. All right, y'all, sexual stereotypes. What we got? What we at here? I mean, we done touched on Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, blacks, whites, Asians. I mean, what have we touched on?
Let's think.
Say what now?
I said I had one, but damn. I done forgot it that fast. It had to do with the Puerto Rican.
I mean, like I said, I had this one. Go ahead,
huh?
Dog. Go ahead.
Oh, that Puerto Ricans supposed to fuck better than white girls. I never heard about the black chick, because...
You said that Puerto Ricans what?
Supposed to fuck better than white girls. Supposed to be the best pussy out there.
Puerto Ricans. Like I said,
yeah.
Dog, I mean, all I heard.
I never really had a real Puerto Rican. I had them fake ones.
No, I'm talking about the bitch you set me up with. That's the one I'm talking about.
I thought that wasn't good. That's supposed to. I thought it was going to be good myself. Shit. I figured if I couldn't try, shit. So it was no good, huh? And she was real. She was a real Puerto Rican.
I wouldn't know if she wasn't no good. Shit, she didn't give me none. I told y'all, your heart was stopped. No one don't all night.
Damn.
Then had a boyfriend come to the house and knock on the door, talking about, are y'all fucking around? I couldn't stand that bitch. But anyway,
my bad.
I had a stereotype about people who lived on farms. I used to always think they used to sleep with their animals.
So did I.
Well, hell, that got to be true nowadays, because that's all you see on the internet. Them the only ones I can think that's doing that shit. No. I'm sorry. If a chick fuck a horse, I can't fuck with her. Ain't shit I can do.
It do look like that for real, though, because I sure was looking. That's all I went there for. I know they like, get this perverted bitch out of here.
You went there looking at that. The damn poor horses wasn't the same ever since.
Hold up.
They was going around trying to fuck anything. They trying to come like, here's some oaks. That horse was trying to jump on his leg like, come here, motherfucker.
Hold on, wait. You went to a farm just to see how big a horse's dick was.
Yeah, I waited for it to come out and everything. You know, I wanted to see it. I wanted to see if it was true.
So she fucked that horse up for life. He's like, hey, we use him as glue somewhere. That horse ain't been the same.
Okay, so I got to ask you, was you trying to entice the horse just to see what his dick grow was?
I wasn't doing all that. It just came out on its own.
What was you doing to the horse?
I'm just attractive.
Oh, okay. You stood back to the horse and put your booty on him. That horse was like,
I didn't do all that.
Okay.
They said they can feel hormones or something. It's something that a feeling between the horse and that person.
So you gave him every
that.
Hormone you had, huh? He was like, take it on! Take it on, motherfucker! Take it on! He was like, shit! The next motherfucker come around here, I'm fucking. I'm surprised we didn't hear about that on the news. So I'm trying to get fucked.
That's really bad when you walk past a horse and the only thing on the horse's mind.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
That's fucked up.
Now,
A1, dude. That was A1.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. You were rare for
him,
boy.
That was a good setup. That was a good setup. All right, man. You got any last words, man?
Much love to Sin City. It's always a pleasure to be on here. Ladies, love y'all all. You know what I'm saying? Janine, stop messing with them horses now.
Janine, you got any last words? Other than big
good.
Horse shit?
No, good show. I enjoyed myself, and that was funny.
Hey,
I will see y'all next week.
He set you up real good. He set
you
up real
good. Yeah, that was funny. That was good.
Candy, you got any last words?
Good show. Kept us laughing all the whole time. Just kind of shows I like. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Outstanding. We got some people that listened to the whole show, man. Didn't even want to jump in on the conversation, man. Y'all should have pushed on, people.
Well, I'm glad they was here. I'm glad y'all listened. Evidently, y'all enjoyed yourself because you stayed on, so we appreciate it.
You got any last words, bro?
Yeah, man, sincity.spruce.com. Sincity.spruce. That's sincity.spruce.com. Come on,
chat room.
Hey, y'all can see Father Time. Y'all can see Father Time with these big ass nipples.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna take y'all out of here with Janine's favorite artist. So, Janine, this one's for you.
Thank you. He's raining.
So if you choose school for cool.